There's no doubt about it. Last year really was wetter than normal. The Bureau of Meteorology has released its annual Australian climate statement. It was Australia's third wettest year on record. It was also quite a cool year, as Nance Haxton reports.
The land of droughts and flooding rains has continued its temperamental defiance of weather predictions. 2011 was Australia's wettest year since the 1970s, a phenomenon that Bureau of Meteorology Climate Monitoring Manager Carl Braganza says is largely due to the influence of La Niña.
Yeah, it was a really interesting year, really extreme events and rainfall. You have to go back to 1973-74 for a similar occurrence where we had prolonged La Niña conditions and really widespread rainfall and flooding across the continent over a 24-month period. Typically, when you get a really strong La Niña event, and that's measured by these hemispheric indicators across the Pacific, you almost always find flooding across northern and eastern Australia during those big events, and at least, you know, one big tropical cyclone comes through.
However, Australia is a vast country, and while last year recorded the nation's coolest autumn in 60 years, on the other side of the country, temperatures soared beyond 49 degrees.
Certainly in December, WA, the Pilbara region, on three consecutive days broke maximum temperature records with temperatures above 49 for 3 days.
Valerie Trent knows all too well what it's like to experience the hotter end of Australia's weather spectrum. She lives in Roeburn in the Pilbara.
I was walking along the pavement and my legs were burning and my eyes dried out behind my sunglasses. I didn't realise it was so hot until later in that day. It was like over 50 degrees at our house.
A lot of people would never have experienced 49 degrees. Can you describe for us what it's like?
It's just hot. Very, very hot, and you just feel like everything's burning up. All my garden got burnt, my bananas got frizzled. It was very disappointing because everything just got sizzled up, really.
The question is now whether these trends will continue. South Australia has already recorded its hottest start to the year in more than a century, while Victoria is also sweltering in heatwave conditions to kick off the new year. Carl Braganza says while La Niña's influence continues, it is loosening its grip, and big floods aren't expected on the same scale this year.
It's a weaker event this time round compared to last summer, so we had those terrific floods at the end of 2010 and into 2011. You know, we might still get very heavy monsoonal rainfalls. That can happen in any year in Australia, but probably the odds aren't on for the type of flooding we saw in the summer just gone.
The wet La Niña is expected to last until autumn this year, when the Pacific Ocean resets and a new weather pattern begins.
Nance Haxton.